Hey guys, I love, love, love that you're listening to the podcast. I truly hope it's bringing you just a ton of value. But if you ever wanted to check out the video version of these podcasts, then you should head over to YouTube. You know, they're going to have more effects, more visual stuff like that. And that can help the message sometimes just hit a little bit different and, you know, reinforce the lesson in a better way. So you can check that out. It's completely free. Go over to YouTube, search for Anthony Vecino. It'll pop up. And if that's not what you're into, then cool. Just enjoy the show and let's get to it.
All right. Welcome back to the podcast. I have just sat down and written out the exact blueprint on the back of this napkin. It's not actually a napkin, but it's a piece of paper. Pretty much the same thing, about the same size. I wrote out on the back of this piece of paper the 9 steps that I would follow if I was starting right now today with no following, no audience, and how over the next 12 months, I would build a 6-figure creator business. So if that sounds interesting to you, if you are a creator or an entrepreneur who, you know, also creates content and you're building a personal brand, you want to understand, like, what do I need to do? What are the steps that I need to focus on over the next year to build my business? Then you are listening to the right podcast, my friend. So let's dive right in. Number one, you need to create your foundation. You need to have your storefront, the place that we are going to drive traffic. This is the most important part, right? We don't want to just start driving traffic towards our bucket if our bucket has a hole in the bottom of it and all of it just goes through. So there's no reason to go out and start creating content right now if we have no way of capturing the attention that we're going to be gaining doing that. Now, I'm a big fan of all the different social media platforms. They are amazing at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all of them. But the problem with them is that you don't own the audience. So you could have a very large audience. Say you have 200,000 subscribers on YouTube like we do. I don't have a way of directly contacting those people. So the very first thing that I need to do is figure out a way to take the attention that I'm getting from the different platforms and then funnel it into something that I own, an ecosystem that I control. And we're going to do that by setting up an email list. Now, the email list goes hand in hand with the landing page. We have to have something to drive people towards that then converts them into our email list. The beauty of the email list is it's people opting in, giving you their email address to say, hey, send me communications in the future. I like what you do. I want to hear more from you. And now that is your opportunity to nurture and continue to grow that relationship over time and potentially level them up to being a paying customer. So this is where we're going to start our efforts first. Is number one, we're going to go build a landing page. We're going to create an email list. Now, there's a lot of ways that you could do this. To build a landing page, you could go to WordPress, you could go to Card, you could go to Ghost. There's all these different low-code and very low-headache resources that will enable you to build out a nice templated landing page. Those are all great. But the one that I would recommend right now, because we can kill 2 birds with 1 stone, is to go to ConvertKit and sign up for a free account there. The beauty of ConvertKit is that it's going to double as both your email list, and then also you can list different products and collect sales directly through this platform, and you can create easy templated landing pages. So I like this because it kills a lot of birds simultaneously. If you're just starting off, you don't want to be spinning your wheels trying to get the perfect website locked in and dialed. That can take you months. So we want to get something minimum viable product up and running as quickly and easily as possible. ConvertKit will allow you to do this. So we go to ConvertKit, we create our account, and now we have a place that we can collect emails. Huzzah! Now you're going to want to create your landing page, and they have these beautiful templates that you can just click and then plug in your own information. On this landing page, we need to have some kind of enticing offer. This is what we call a lead magnet, something that solves a very particular problem for your audience, and that they will say, hey, I want that resource. That sounds like a great resource. It's totally free. All I got to do is give you my email address. That is how we start collecting the emails. So you go to ConvertKit, you create your landing page. If you want a sample of what this looks like, you can go to anthonyvecino.com/viral. I put together an ebook of hooks. This is the 12 most viral hooks that I've used in all my content. You can see how I created that landing page. And the beauty of it is that was all created in ConvertKit in less than 10 minutes. So whenever I have a new lead magnet or a new resource that I want to put out to people, but I want to create a specific landing page for it, I can do that through ConvertKit without needing to talk to a web developer or anything like that. I'm not super tech savvy, so I need something that's easy to execute for me and my team. So you can get a sample of what that looks like over anthonyvecino.com/viral to check out that landing page. So ConvertKit. We got our landing page, we have our email list up, and now we need to create our lead magnet. Now, the lead magnet needs to be the solution to a very narrowly defined problem for your audience member, something that they realize right now is a problem and that you can solve in the fewest number of steps possible. That's key. You don't want to be giving away too much value in your lead magnet, because the reason is people don't appreciate free. So you could give them the best product in the world, but if it doesn't register in their mind as being valuable because it's associated with free, they might not even open it and go through all the steps and execute the thing that's in there. There's this weird psychological phenomenon that price is associated with value. So telling us, hey, this thing is $1,000, we inherently just think that's more valuable than this other product that's only $100 or the product that's free, despite the fact that it might very well be the same exact product, right? So the lead magnet, we want to be able to give our audience the solution to a problem that they can implement right away and start seeing results. Now, the perfect lead magnet will solve that problem in as few steps as possible, and then it will open their minds to the fact that they have these other problems in their business or in their life or whatever the things that you're helping them with. And they go, oh, I now realize that since I've solved this problem, that I have all these other problems. That is where your product or service comes in. We'll talk about that in just a second. But we're going to use ConvertKit again for the email list, for the landing page, for the lead magnet, and the delivery of that. Now, here's a sidestep that we need to take, is because when you go to ConvertKit to set up your landing page, it's going to have a very unique ConvertKit URL. It's very hard to articulate to people what that URL actually is, because it's like ck.com/23782022, right? So we want them to be able to link back to whatever your personal brand or your business URL is. And so you're going to go to GoDaddy or Bluehost or some other hosting service. You're going to buy the domain for your business. For me, that's, you know, anthonyvicino.com or beyondtheapex.com or invictusmultifamily.com, right? So that when you send people to your lead magnet, you can say, go to anthonyvicino.com/viral, rather than saying, go to ck.com/223814, right? Like that's really hard to communicate to people. So you go buy your domain. It's maybe like 10, 12 bucks, depending on what kind of domain you're getting, like how popular it is. If you're going after a really high value domain, then it's going to be more expensive. Now, but you can probably just get by with spending 10, 12 bucks on a domain. And then you're going to reroute. So when people go to that landing page, it reroutes them to, I'm sorry, when somebody types in anthonyvicino.com, it's going to reroute them to that ConvertKit landing page. And they actually have a customer service team that will help you do that. They'll help you with that integration. So great service there. By the way, I get no kickbacks from ConvertKit. I just think it's a fantastic product. And Nathan Berry, who is the founder of that company, he's a homie, and I think he does good work. So just recommending the product because it's what I use. Okay, so now we have our foundation set. We have the bucket to collect the leads, right? Now we need something to escalate people through, and those are our offers. We need a way to actually make money. It's going to be very hard to create a six-figure business if we don't have a way of, you know, getting people to pay us money. So what we're going to do now is we're going to create three offers. We're going to create a low offer, a middle offer, and a high-ticket offer. The low offer is something between $5 and $50. It's a resource, a very quick solution to a problem that your audience realizes that they have. And this is just trying to get your foot in the door. Because that first yes, if you can get them to say yes to a $5 purchase, then it gets easier in the future to get them to say yes to a $50 purchase and then $500, right? So we're escalating them through the value ladder. So first, we're going to start with that $5 to $50 solution. And this should be pretty quick. It could just be a spreadsheet, a resource, like a quick tip sheet. It could be like a quick consult call. It could be all sorts of things, but you want a way for them to have this no-brainer yes. The next thing is going to be your middle ticket offer. This is somewhere between $50 and maybe $300 or $400. This is a little bit more of an ask for your audience. They're probably not going to make an impulse buy here, but if they've already purchased from you previously and they've gotten a lot of value out of your free content, then this is actually a fairly easy product to sell or service to sell. The harder thing to sell is your high ticket offer. This is, you know, anywhere between $1,000 and $100,000. And what you charge for this high ticket offer, this is maybe like the primary service that your business offers, or if you are a coach or consultant, like the primary thing that you coach or consult around. Now you have to use your judgment and like figure out what is your high ticket offer worth. And this is really the anchor price of everything that you do, because it sets the value expectation for your audience right away. And it's going to depend on your expertise and what kind of results you can actually help people achieve. So that's the trick here. But you want to have these three different offers and then create different landing pages for them. Now, once we have this, we need to start having a way to put these offers in front of people. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go back to ConvertKit and we're going to create an email automation, an onboarding process. In this onboarding process, we want to think through, when somebody signs up for my lead magnet, what are the next 5 emails that they're going to get from me over the course of the next 2 to 3 weeks? In these emails, it's ideally telling a little bit of your story, what you do, how you do it, why you do it, and who you serve with it. And you're making that first initial low ticket offer in that 5 email automation. And then if people go forward and they purchase, huzzah, now we put them into another email automation that starts warming them up for our middle ticket offer. Okay, so we want to create these different automations. The first one to create is that onboarding process, so you can get them quickly up to speed about who you are, what you do, why you do it, and who you do it for, and then how specifically you can help solve their problem. And then you offer that for them at the end of the sequence. All right, so now we have our offers, we have our automations. Now we need to get people into our funnel. We need to make people aware that we actually exist. And the way to do this is we're going to go to a social media platform. In the beginning, you just choose one and focus in on it. You need to learn the algorithm and you need to understand what works and what doesn't. I don't recommend in the beginning that you spread yourself too thin amongst all the different platforms. Just pick one. I'm a big fan of LinkedIn and YouTube. Those are my primary. And then I also do a little bit on Twitter and Instagram. But for you, it might be different depending on where your customer avatar spends the most of their time. Could be TikTok. You know, that's not where my avatar hangs out, so I don't spend any time there, but for you it might be. So pick one platform, and then what you're going to do is you're going to post a piece of content there every single day for the next year. Every single day. You're not going to miss a day. Consistency is massive for priming. Whichever algorithm you're playing on, they always value consistency. So you're going to show up consistently over the course of a year, posting every single day. You're going to DM every new follower that you gain. And anytime anybody leaves a comment on one of your posts, you're going to engage with them and you're going to have a conversation, start building rapport, and then at some point make an offer to them. Not right away, though. This isn't, hey, I just met you, Kim. Would you like to buy my $10,000 product? This is getting to know them, understanding their problems, and then making suggestions about ways that you might be able to help them. That's a skill in and of itself. But first, we are going to be posting. We are going to be engaging with anybody that leaves comments and with new followers, just saying, hey, thanks for following. Are you also a coach? Are you also an investor? Or are you just digging the content, right? So we're trying to open the door of conversation then. I did a video of this recently on the podcast, breaking down exactly how to slide into the DMs. So if you're at that point in your journey, go check out that video. And then the last thing that you're going to do in terms of growing your audience on that platform, and this is probably the most powerful when you're first starting off, is you're going to go and you're going to go engage in the comments of 5 to 10 other creators or entrepreneurs within your space. Because if they are putting out content and they have already established an audience, then that is probably very similar to your avatar. Many of the people who are reading their content, engaging on their content, are also potential customers of yours. So what you want to do is you want to create your content for the day, but just realize it's probably not going to get a lot of reach. A lot of people aren't going to see it. And so, because you don't have a big following yet, right? So what you're going to do is you're going to go draft off the wake of these larger accounts, and you're going to go and leave valuable comments on their posts every single day. And if you do that, if you're not just going and spamming and you're not just going and pushing your own products and services, but you're actually genuinely adding value to the audience, then people will start to see that. And this is a great way to, you know, quickly grow your following. And if you do this all correctly, then you're going to be leading people back to your funnel. They're going to start coming into your system and they're going to be getting exposure to your different offers. This is how you start to grow. But the key to then turning this whole machine into a six-figure revenue generating endeavor is that you need to be making consistent offers. We talked about that in the context of the automated emails. We talked about that in the context of the DMs, but we also want to send out a weekly or bi-weekly newsletter. We're collecting these emails for a reason, right? So we want to be using that email as a means for continuing to deepen and foster, nurture that relationship with them, and occasionally making offers as well. And if you consistently do this, you will get the flywheel going. It'll be very hard in the first couple of months, if not 6 to 9 months. But if you're consistent with it, by months 12 and beyond, you are going to have a nice little flywheel with good income flowing your way. So that is how I would build a six-figure creator business, starting right now, 2 6-figures in the next year. Take it and run with it. And then let me know how it went for you guys. Now, if you want more help with the implementation side of this and more coaching, more personalized feedback on your particular funnel, then Beyond the Apex community is going to be for you. This is all about helping entrepreneurs maximize their returns on life by teaching the 4 spheres of influence: mindset, health, wealth, and skills. And if that sounds interesting to you, then go to, well, for now, actually, you just have to email me because we actually haven't launched the landing page for it yet. We're still putting people on a wait list and collecting because we're going to cap the size of the first cohort. That way we can, you know, do that the first run, make sure that we're delivering exceptional value. And so if you're interested in getting onto that list, shoot me an email, anthony@anthonyvicino.com. Shoot me that email and say, hey, Anthony, I want to be part of Beyond the Apex. Please consider me. Put me on the wait list. And I'll let you know as soon as we go live. So that's going to do it for me, guys and gals. I'll see you in the next episode. Until then, stay hyper-focused, my friends.
Hey, real quick, guys. I don't know if you know this, but each week I put together an exclusive newsletter for our subscribers that covers things like entrepreneurship, investing, wealth building, productivity, and personal development. Also, you get some pretty cool behind-the-scenes content that the rest of the world just will never get to see. So if you're interested in joining us, get over to beyondtheapex.com/newsletter to join the tens of thousands of other subscribers getting their weekly Five to Thrive. All right, let's get into the show.